is if you play sports, you're going to turn into a boy. Do you want to grow a penis?
Welcome to Pushin, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. She can make you laugh. She can make you cry. She can make you believe Jesus himself will intervene to make a tiny Filipina girl star in the NBA. Longtime Cinevic member, actor, writer, producer, and director Anna DeLara can pull off creating award-winning comedy, satire, drama, and magic realism with equal aplomb. Listing all of Anna's credentials would fill this entire episode, so let me just hit a few high points. 17 awards and 5 nominations on IMDb, almost a dozen award-winning short films, 2 award-winning features, all in Madonna and open for submissions, Women in the Director's Chair alumna, winner of Telefilm New Voices Award, Telefilm Talent to Watch, Whistler Film Festival MPPIA Award, Vancouver Women in Film Matrix and Best Narrative Short Film Awards, Broad Humor Film Festival's Best Director Award, Asians on Film Best Comedy and Best Screenplay Awards, and that's just a taste. I'm super excited you're going to be here today.
Me too, Joyce. Thanks for having me.
Scene 1.
Andy Marie co-wrote and stars in your upcoming telefilm Talent to Watch funded web series, Best Friend Me. What's it like collaborating with and directing a family member?
Working with Andy is fantastic because they're very talented and they take direction well. But I think in order for us to work together, we had to kind of put aside the mother-child relationship. And we've even agreed that when we worked together, they would call me by my first name, for example, and not mom.
How many episodes?
There are 6 episodes.
Best Friend Me is a comedy about suicide. So what's the sunny side of suicide?
It's really more than about suicide, I think, because it's certainly the pilot has the main character that's played by Andy Marie who attempts to end their life. And because the show is about the main character's inner critic being personified, that's sort of where the comedy can come from, that I think people can relate to, you know, their inner voice. And so in the pilot, for example, the main character has now chosen to end their life, and the comedy comes because they're now buying the sleeping pills that they're going to consume, and their inner voice is pretty much telling them, no, you don't deserve that brand, you know, the expensive brand. Are you sure you deserve that brand? So they go for the generic brand. So so it's sort of, you know, where, I know it's awful, right? Yeah.
Scene 2.
Let's talk comedy. What's your favorite part of comedy? Acting, writing, or directing?
I'd say writing, and then acting, and then directing.
One of the things that I love about your comedy is that there's so much specificity with the character, the ethnicity, even the production design, like in Good Girls Don't. I'm not Filipino, but I felt like I was thrust right into the family's kitchen and into the culture as well.
The more specific you are, the funnier it is. So, for example, if you're doing improv and you say, can I have some yogurt? But if you're specific and you say, oh, I'll have a Yoplait. Is that a yogurt brand? But if you're just more specific, you know? And I think, too, with Good Girls Don't, because a lot of the humor comes from superstitious beliefs that's very rooted in the Filipino culture, that to really bring people into that world, you do have to be specific. One of the things that I've discovered writing comedy is that you really can't have comedy without drama. So you can make anything funny, but you can't really have it be funny unless it's really rooted into something really sad. I've learned that from doing improv comedy. You're writing, you're directing, you're performing all at once. And you know, once you're in character, it's just make the saddest choice. And I don't know why, but it just ends up being funnier.
That's great advice.
And you were asking about, gosh, how do you make that funny? And I was like, let's make it into a musical. So because there was one episode that wasn't funny. And I go, we got to make it into a musical. Then it became funny. So when in doubt, make it a musical.
Wise advice. I'll remember that.
Scene 3.
When you get an idea for a film, how do you know about at what point, or how do you know what are the things you're looking for to know if that idea has legs?
When I know it really has legs, I think for me, is when I get to the point where I'm kind of scared to tell the story now, you know, because A, will people think it's cheesy, or will they not think it's funny, you know? And so I think when I've got an idea that's like really gnawing at me, and like if you the things that I write, they surprise me as I'm writing them. I don't know if that makes sense. Like I'll come up with an idea, but where it leads me surprises me. Like I'm not one of these writers that has like beginning, middle, end. Like, you know, I've read writing books and I've taken, you know, writing courses, and my brain just doesn't function that way. So oftentimes I'll have an idea and I'll just kind of let the characters take me to where they want to go. And then that's what's so fun about it, is that I'll discover something that I didn't think of. It was just something that I discovered in exploring it with the characters. So when I'm surprised and I like where it is, then I know it has legs. And then also when towards the end, when I'm going, ooh, this is a bit, not risque so much, but this is like, I don't know, it's just not, it's not safe. Some of the things I write about, I think, are taboo, I guess, right? And so not safe in that way, where it's not going to be socially accepted, you know, especially now that it's a huge cancel culture, right? Now that's the next fear, is like, ooh, will I get canceled for letting people know what's in my head?
So would you advise improv for people who want to write comedy?
If, you know, if you have a good teacher, it teaches you to just be in the moment and not try to have anything pre-planned. And it will surprise you what will come. If you're just in a moment and you're just listening, you know, if you study with an instructor who teaches improv that's narrative based, and it's not about let's be funny and make people laugh as opposed to let's tell a story. But I would definitely recommend it to anybody who wants to write comedy or even perform comedy. Improv is a great tool.
Scene 4.
Are there any other ways that your background has affected your choice of subject matter or tone or anything else in your filmmaking?
Yeah, a lot of the things I write are rooted in my own personal experience, but I might exaggerate them a bit. But sometimes I will just write down things that people have said that at that moment may be really mean or awful, but, you know, down the line, you know, it's very funny, right? Because like Good Girls Don't, I mean, that really came from me wanting to play sports, basketball. I played softball. I played field hockey. I lifted weights. I was just doing all these things that my mom didn't think a girl should do. And she actually said that to me. But when she said it to me, it was like horrifying, because I was young and I believed what she said, which was, you know, in the film, the mother says, if you play sports, you're going to turn into a boy. Do you want to grow a penis? Which is what my mother had said to me when I was young. And so I spent a good chunk of my childhood waiting for this penis to grow, you know, which is like, sounds funny now, but it wasn't funny for me, because I honestly thought I was going to turn into a boy.
Tail slate.
Wow, that was amazing, Anna. We've been dying to get you on the show for ages, so thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much. That was fun.
And that's a wrap. You can find links to Anna and her films in the show notes. And you can help promote the talented filmmakers we feature by liking, subscribing, or 5-star rating us so others can find their interviews more easily. That's it for now. Join me, your host, Joyce Klein, for the next episode of Push In, the Cinevic Podcast.